Hey, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Have you been wanting to learn ASL or American Sign Language for your child, but there are just so many options that you just get overwhelmed trying to choose like which option to try first? Or have you tried a few options, a few programs, a few courses, and they didn't really move the needle on your language learning and you were looking for something else? As a former foreign language teacher, one thing that I know is how to learn another language, which is what you're doing with ASL. You are learning a foreign language. So today I'm going to share my expertise with you, and I'm going to walk you through three things that you should know in order to choose the best ASL course to learn for your child. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Before we get started, I want to invite you to my free, did you hear that? Free 1 hour live workshop called Take Control of Your Time. This is happening in my Facebook group next week, and I want to help you sift through the time in your day to make sure that the way you're spending your time is how is aligning with your values and helps you live a time-rich life. And you will walk away from this workshop with instant knowledge of how you can make more time for things that you love, like learning ASL. And the best part is, I'm going to make it super, super easy for you and hold your hand through the whole thing. And the 1 hour live workshop is next week on April 30th, and I am so pumped to meet you there. Make sure you join the Facebook group to get all of the details and to have access to the workshop. You can join the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/raisingdevkids, and that will be in the show notes for you as well. So on to finding a course or program to learn sign language from. I know what it's like to be faced with learning a second language. Now, personally, I actually love learning languages. So the first time I learned a language, it was by choice. I learned Spanish and I started learning it in high school, moved on to college, and then was immersed in it and became fluent. And then I became a high school Spanish teacher. And I have just always really loved learning languages. However, back when I was learning that language, it was considerably easier because I didn't have kids yet. I was in high school and college. I had all the time in the world and all the time to practice. But what it did help me do is learn how to learn a language and then how to teach a language, which helps me know which courses are like really good courses to take languages from and which courses are not so great at teaching you a language. So fast forward after I learned my first language by choice, fast forward to having my second kid with hearing loss, and my second child has cochlear implants, but he does not have full access to language, even with cochlears. So all of a sudden, our family was thrown into learning ASL signs. So my little boy, my 5-year-old right now, he speaks with his hands, or he uses American Sign Language. So our family is currently learning American Sign Language, which I did not realize that I was signing up for when I had kids. Right. So I know what it's like to have a child with hearing loss, and then all of a sudden say, oh, now you have to learn American Sign Language or any type of sign language, and or all of a sudden like wanting to because you want to give your child that support, but maybe that was not in your original plan when you were first planning a family. So because we are learning sign language in our own family, I've been on the hunt recently for the best way to start learning sign language for him and to get a really good foundation for me and my husband to then learn. And I actually found a really good American Sign Language course, and it is through Rocket Languages. And right now they're having a 60% off sale this week. And the code and my link are in the show notes of this podcast. You can use Rocket 20 to get the 60% off. And then if you use my code, it is an affiliate link. I do earn a small commission, and that goes to support my own family. But I highly recommend this program because this is a program that we are using ourselves. And I have combed through and looked through a lot of programs and a lot of different options and even tried some. And this is the best I've learned that I have found for our family so far. I know all the options out there are overwhelming. If you Google, learn sign language, there are hundreds and hundreds, and it's really hard to sift through, especially if you don't know what you're looking for. And having all those options and being overwhelmed is most likely leaving you with no option to learn sign language because if we have too much information, we just don't take action. And that's not helping your child at all. So today, I want to help you know and understand what to look for when you're looking to learn ASL for your child and you're looking to find a course or a program that is going to be right for you. So, number one that I would look for in a course or a program is I would look at the content of what the course or program is teaching. So, what are you actually going to be learning in this course or program? And really, my recommendation is that you want to learn what is useful right now. Right. So, a lot of times you're going through and you're learning things, words or phrases that you aren't practically going to use in your home right now. So, you want to make sure that you're going to be learning content, vocabulary, phrases that is going to help you communicate with your child right now. So, before you even sign up for a program or course, I want you to look through their website or even email them and ask if there's a syllabus for the class or a rundown of the modules that you'd be learning from if it's a course. And that tells you what things you'll be learning, what vocabulary you'll be learning, what type of grammar you'll be learning if you're learning grammar. And once you get that syllabus, you will be able to assess if the type of vocabulary you'll be learning is consistent with what you need to know right now to communicate with your child. Because if we're learning it for our child, then we want to be able to instantly communicate and kind of cut out the fluff, right? And go to exactly what is going to help us in our home right now. So, number two thing that you should look for is the track record for success for this program or course. So, I would ask for recommendations, okay? And what you're looking for is if people have taken this program or course and if they successfully learned American Sign Language. And by successfully learned, I mean they were able to take what they learned and apply it. So they're able to communicate with a deaf person to some degree, or they're able to communicate with their child, right? So not every course and every program are created equal. Okay, everything kind of has different content. I've noticed some programs are not very good at teaching or are confusing or are not teaching what you need to learn right now. And some programs are really great at teaching and, do it in a really great way that is going to move the needle for you. So asking for recommendations, posting in, groups about it, asking if anyone has taken this program or course gives you a really great idea of this program or course is actually going to be effective for you. So ask around, talk to people about their experience with the program. I'm happy for you to come join my Facebook group, Raising Deaf Kids. The link is in the show notes. And I'm happy for you to make a post in my group and ask around if anyone has, used the program or course that you are thinking about and getting their feedback. Getting that honest feedback is helpful. So you don't waste your money and you don't waste your time on something that's not going to be effective. Because like I said, not every course or program is created equal and not every teacher teaches well. So you want to make sure that you're being effective if you're using your time to do this and your money. So the third point that you want to look for is you want to look for a program or a course that you can do consistently. So the real key to learning any language, American Sign Language included, is being consistent and practicing every day. Right? And if you can immerse and be consistent, you practice every day. And you will learn faster that way. The more you work on it, the faster you will learn. If you work on it once a week and, never work on it anymore, you're not going to learn it. And that's just the honest truth. Okay, so you need to decide what type of program or course is going to benefit you the most in the time frame that you have to learn it. So for some people, that is an in-person class. So for some people, more motivation to go actually in person at, a local place and learn with people and be able to talk to the, teacher who's teaching it in person. And that's a great option. For some people, a live class online is great because it's accountability, right? You have a time that you have to show up on Zoom, you put on your camera, you see the people, and it's in your calendar, and there's accountability to do that. And for some people, it's a course with modules because you can work on it during your own time and you don't have to stick with a certain period of time and you want to learn it in your own time. So you need to decide how you learn best and then pick the program or course that aligns with your time and how you learn best and how you can work on it consistently throughout the week. There are a lot of different program and course options out there to learn American Sign Language. And for me, the program that I'm currently working through with my husband that hit all three of these points for us and our family is the ASL course with Rocket Languages. And as a foreign language teacher myself, I am actually really impressed with Rocket Languages and how they teach. They are a course and you do go through modules. Me and my husband prefer the course with modules because we can work on it in our own time because we're busy with kids and sometimes having to stick to like in-person class or a live class where we have to show up at a certain time is not easy for us and all of our kids right now. So my husband and I like to have a course where we can go through it, during rest time or after the kids go to bed or early in the morning before the kids get up, so that we, can have that flexibility and time. And so that's exactly what Rocket Languages is. It is a module and a course with modules that you can go through on your own time. And what I really love is that Rocket Languages focuses on essential vocabulary and grammar that you need to know in everyday conversation right now. And they also focus on fluency of ASL and getting you fluent faster. And as far as the ASL course, I love that the course also teaches about the deaf community and deaf culture. So you have a context for the language that you are learning. So on April 25th through 29th this week, Rocket Languages is having their 20th birthday sale, and all of their programs are 60% off. Now, I bought this course during their last sale, and I already feel more prepared to communicate with my son. I'm also seeing the positive ripple effect of being able to communicate better with him and having more calmness in our home because he's being understood, which is really sweet and really exciting. So, to get 60% off this week, you have to ask act this week because the sale ends at midnight on April 29th. But you can use the code ROCKET20 for your purchase. And if you purchase through my link, which is in the show notes, I do earn a small commission, which goes to support my family. So I hope this episode helps you out today. I know finding an ASL course is a big deal for parents, and I know it can be really overwhelming and it's frustrating because you want to learn sign language for your child. You're motivated to do this, and you just can't find the right program in the course. And you also don't have the time to try out 10 different courses and programs. So, I hope this episode today helps you know what to look for. And so, when you're looking for a course or a program, you kind of know how to assess it and you can kind of make sure that you get those wins straight off the bat. And/or, go ahead and try out Rocket Languages and see if you love that. You have a great recommendation from me and from a lot of other people on that too. And, as parents, we definitely want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, do not come with a handbook. I want you to know that simply by being here and listening to this podcast today, you're doing a great job as a parent because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. I am so proud of your efforts. I'm so glad you're here. I'll see you for the next episode on Thursday, where we are going to talk about the five things that I deleted from my life and instantly got back hours of my time. You definitely don't want to miss this episode if you want to get back hours of your time a day to do whatever you want to do, learn sign language. All right, I will see you back here on Thursday. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.